The Almond Board of California works closely with the Almond Alliance. But the Almond Alliance can do things that the Almond Board is not allowed to do because they're a federal marketing order. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. Elaine Trevino is president of the Almond Alliance. She explains the Almond Alliance's role in helping the Almond Board.
The Almond Board and the Almond Alliance do work together. Almond Board is a marketing order, so they're prohibited because they're quasi-government in terms of what they can and cannot do. And the whole reason that the Almond Alliance exists is because there's a recognition of the void of advocacy and work in the policy areas as well as legislation that they're just unable to do because it goes against the marketing order.
Trevino said they have the all-important Memorandum of Understanding with the Almond Board.
Because obviously the information, the market research that they provide is unparalleled. And so we don't pretend to be experts in the areas of research or marketing. Our role is, again, on the political and policy front and to protect the almond industry from overburdensome regulation as well as legislation or policies that would not allow the almond industry to continue to be successful.
That's Elaine Trevino, president of the Almond Alliance. In more news, pistachio growers should be monitoring their crop for early splits to help trigger naval orangeworm control. Thanks for listening. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the Tree Nut Report.